Godcast of Universal Uttery. I'm your host, evangelist, and poet Thomas Cruz Wiggins, and today we continue our practice as we turn to the book of Mark in the Gospels in chapter 6. Our practice today is in verses 37 through 40. A violent squall came up and waves were breaking over the boat so that it was already filling up. Jesus was in the stern asleep on a cushion. They woke him and said to him, "Teacher, do you not care that we are perishing?" He woke up, rebuked the wind, and said to the sea, "Quiet, be still." The wind ceased, and there was a great calm. Then he asked them, "Why are you terrified? Do you not yet have faith?" Mark chapter 4, verses 37 through 40 captures a profound moment in the life of Jesus and his disciples, illustrating both the raw power of nature and the even greater power of faith. This passage begins with a dramatic scene. A furious storm arises, threatening to capsize the boat carrying Jesus and his disciples. The storm is described as a furious squall, indicating a sudden and violent windstorm that causes the waves to break over the boat. The disciples, experienced fishermen familiar with the Sea of Galilee, are terrified, which speaks to the severity of the storm. In stark contrast to the chaos, Jesus is found sleeping on a cushion in the stern of the boat. His calm demeanor amidst the storm highlights his divine nature and complete trust in God's providence. The disciples, however, are consumed by fear and wake Jesus, exclaiming, "Teacher, don't you care if we drown?" Their question reveals their desperation and lack of understanding of who Jesus truly is. Jesus' response to both powerful and revealing. He rises and commands the wind and the waves, saying, "Quiet, be still." Instantly, the storm ceases and a great calm settles over the sea. This miraculous event demonstrates Jesus' authority even over nature, affirming his divine identity. The disciples witness firsthand that even the forces of nature obey him. After calming the storm, Jesus turns to his disciples and asks, "Why are you so afraid? Do you still have no faith?" This question serves as a gentle rebuke and a call to a deeper trust. Despite having witnessed numerous miracles, the disciples still struggle with doubt and fear. Jesus' challenges them to move beyond their immediate circumstances and trust in his power and care. Mark 4, verses 37 through 40 is a powerful reminder of the importance of faith, especially in the face of life's storms. It calls believers to trust in Jesus' sovereignty and his ability to bring peace amidst any chaos. Amen. Join me as we pray our daily prayer of forgiveness. I am sorry, Lord. I believe you died and rose for me. Please forgive me as I forgive others. I share you as my Lord and Savior, seeking to live your will in all things. We pray for my wife, Toni, my mother, Betty. We pray for our children, especially our two oldest, Alexandra and Alan, our son-in-law, Mark Stern, Julian, Gabriel, and Jeffrey, and our grandchildren, Oliver, Julian, and Elliot. We pray for those we've said that we would pray for and those who've asked us to pray for them. We pray for the dying as we do each day, Lord. Give them peace in their last breath. We pray for Holy Mother Church. Our prayers for our niece Brittany continue. We pray all of this in the name of our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. Amen. I am a poet, obedient to Christ, Catholic evangelist, Thomas Cruz Wiggins, Spirit-led, God-inspired, Christ-fed, living my life as Ephesians 6, verses 17 through 20 depicts. Today my poem comes from the study of Mark 4. Our practice today is in verses 37 through 40. We've got a 1, 2, 3, 4, 5 stanza poem. It's ongoing. It's titled, "Jesus Calms the Storm." In the heart of the sea, the tempest did rise. Dark clouds gathered, veiling the skies. waves like mountains, fierce and tall. The disciples trembled, fearing their fall. The boat was tossed by nature's might. Hope seemed lost in the dead of night. Amidst the chaos, their voices did cry, "Master, save us, or we'll surely die." From peaceful sleep, he rose with grace, calm assurance upon his face. He rebuked the wind, spoke to the sea, "Peace, be still," was his decree. The storm obeyed, the winds did cease, the waters rested in perfect peace. Amazement filled each fearful heart. "Who is this that storms depart?" With gentle eyes, he questioned their fright. "Why are you fearful? Where is your faith's light?" In his presence, they found their calm, for even the tempest heeds his palm. Amen. Hi, I'm Thomas Joe Cruz Wiggins. It's June 23rd, 2024. Praying for the team of welcome this morning, and the candidates at our retreat for the women. We do the men's retreat next weekend. It is 4:49 right now, so we're up with the angels today. Got to go in and help serve some breakfast to these ladies, and we go in and start cooking at about 6:15. So pray for our team this morning as we get ready to close here in Jesus' sweet name, as we often do, thinking of our good friends John and Marie. And lo and behold, the storm of Jesus is a wonderful way of acknowledging faith. When it's windy, call on Jesus. Amen. We close at 7:11 today, as we often do, in Jesus' sweet name. Jesus. Jesus, Jesus. God bless you, my friends. In Jesus' sweet name. Let the storm be calmed by Jesus. Amen. God bless you.